Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation. So excited to be with you guys, gals, human beings today. This is kind of a special broadcast for a couple of reasons. One, we're going to talk about how we went from 0 to 1,000 Instagram followers and more importantly, 76 appointments in just 84 days. And the cool thing is, hopefully it doesn't sound like a ton. Hopefully, like, big deal. It took you 3 months to get 1,000 followers. I was going to tell you exactly how we did it. It wasn't super hard, and I'm sure you can. And the key part that I want you guys and gals to get is the 76 appointments, right? So I know people that have $10,000, $100,000 follower Instagrams, and they're, you know, like trying to make a nickel off of, oh, I can, you know, do a post for $100 or whatever. For you guys, if you're cleaning and an average client stay, you know, if you're residential and your average client's $300, they stay 3-4 years, that's 10 grand, right? If you're commercial and your average client is $1,000 and they stay 3-4 years, that's like 100 grand. So all that to say, we want to talk to you not only how to grow a following, who cares, right? There's that vanity metric. And hi, by the way, Shelly and Naomi and Jason, oh my gosh, we've got so all that to say, this is our first Instagram live that we're doing. So it's we've been live on Facebook for a long time. We're starting to add Instagram on. So those of you joining us live on Instagram, this is our first ever. Welcome. You are the first to be it. Lou's in the house, one of our coaches. Shelly says, hey, Amy's in the house. Carolina. All right, we've got some peeps going. So, you know, if you're like me and the folks that we coach in Cleaning Nation, you know that you should be on Instagram and on Facebook and on Twitter and on YouTube and every other platform. But one, we don't have the time to figure the crap out, right? Like, what do I do and how do I do it without making this a full-time job? And even we do have it figured out, it seems like we do a crap ton of content creations. Like, I don't have a part-time job to figure it out, another part-time job to do it. And then if I could pay somebody, they want a ton of money. So we are going to today show you how to go from, like I said, 0 to 1,000 followers with no ad spend that I'm aware of. I don't think we spent any on this. More importantly, this is a writer down our circle. It doesn't matter how many followers. That's why I like the 0 to 1,000 followers in 84 days. That's not a big deal. I'm sure I could pay someone $50 and have 10,000 followers tomorrow. That doesn't mean anything. How to turn those 1,000 followers into 76 appointments. That's impressive. That's exciting. That's what I want you guys to do. So we're going to show you exactly how we did that. And we're doing it live on our first Instagram. And it's interesting because we've got more people on the Facebook Live than Instagram, but I'm guessing, we'll keep you guys in the loop. I'm guessing it's going to switch. And just so you guys know, we've got over 500 podcast videos, all that sort of stuff. The way that we do it, and this is what we teach our folks, our clients, is Jason, one of our millionaire masters. I even know Instagram Live is. Jason, barely do I either. And here I am live on Instagram. So there you go. One of the big things that we teach you to do is to leverage the content. So, oh, we're getting hearts. I don't know where that was from, but apparently people are happy. All right. All that to say, what are we talking about? Leveraging content. So it seems like if you're part of Cleaning Nation, like, holy crap, Mike just makes massive content. He's constantly out there everywhere. That must be, you know, he's a full-time, that must be his full-time endeavor. I got to be honest with you. We do two of these lives per week. 10 a.m. Tuesday and Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific. That's it. You can get us on Facebook. Apparently now you can get us on Instagram. And that's it. I spend probably 20 minutes preparing for them. Oh, I got one cry face. I don't know what that means, but it sounds sad. I don't know who you are crying out there, but my apologies. I hope everything gets better. I literally spend about 40 minutes per each, and that's it. And we've got Lindsay and some of the VAs kind of helping, but it doesn't take that much time. You just want to leverage the content that you have. So here's a little bit of our journey as it comes to Instagram, and I want you guys to get it, not specifically in Instagram, but more in like what works for you and your business. So I started on podcasts because I like talking. We got one sad cry face and one laughy cry face. So I'm getting some hearts. We getting some thumbs up. So I started with a podcast because I like talking. It seemed easy, right? So now we're getting, everyone's doing all sorts of emojis now. We got the surprise. We got all sorts of emotions happening in this group of people. Efren Christopher Benavides III. That is the most impressive name perhaps on all of Cleaning Nation. Welcome, my friend. So I started with a podcast because it was comfortable and made sense and we grew. And then once we did that, we started using Facebook because it made sense to me. I felt like everyone was on Facebook. You guys were on Facebook. I got Facebook and we had great success. Then we kind of, I understand LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn. I don't use it a lot, but I get it. And I'm like, our commercial people be on LinkedIn. Guess what? We haven't really been able to crack that nut. Whereas the flip side, I was, I don't really use Instagram or didn't use Instagram in my personal life. And secret to all of you watching, especially you live Instagram watchers, I don't even know much about Instagram and how it works. Like what the heck's a story versus whatever. This is where Mike got dumb and I want you guys to be dumb as well. I thought because I'm not Instagram on Instagram, my clients wouldn't be on Instagram because I don't get it. It didn't add value to my life. My clients obviously would be the same way. And then with LinkedIn, I understand LinkedIn. That makes sense to me. So they'll like it. Truth be told, they weren't on LinkedIn or they are. It was my commercial clients are on LinkedIn, but they don't really want to talk on LinkedIn. They are on Instagram. So I missed out on Instagram for a long time because I'm like, oh, people don't get that. And I get it all the time when people tell me, oh, you don't understand. My contacts aren't on Facebook. And I know that's just not the truth, right? So I would know how silly that sounds coming from you guys telling me, oh, my people aren't on Facebook. But then when I tell myself, oh, my people aren't on Instagram, it didn't sound stupid, which is crazy. And the reality is, it wasn't probably that I didn't think they were on. It's like, I don't want to learn it, right? So the good news is we're going to walk you through how to learn it super easy, not that big of a deal. And again, 84 days ago, we had no followers. Now we've got 1,000. Some of them are following right now. We're going to teach you how we did it. All right. So there's a framework, set up, grow, and engage. That's really it. We're going to teach you how to do each of them. So the setup was super easy. Jared, our Facebook guy, and we do, just so you guys know, full disclosure, we do run paid, Facebook ads, and then you can click the like, would you like to do Instagram as well? And we say yes. None of this is from that. This is all what we've done organically. So you can also do paid Instagram ads, but that's a different kettle of fish, different conversation for a different day. So here's what we did to start. Start with the setup. This is organic. We also use paid ads, but not to build all this stuff. Everything we built was organic. The paid ads are just a funnel. So we talk about in other broadcasts. First and foremost, you got to decide if you're going to be personal or business. Is this going to be like the Mike Campion, you know, here's what I do personally deal, or hey, Jessica, welcome. Or is it going to be the Grow My Cleaning Company channel? I chose Grow My Cleaning Company because we've got an amazing team. I didn't want it to be all about me, but I know a lot of influencers want it to be the Mike Campion show who works for Grow My Cleaning Company. You can do it either way. I'm just telling you the way we did it was this is a Grow My Cleaning Company channel. Mike Campion happens to be on it quite a bit, but we've got such a great team. Like when I was at our live event last week, I didn't do any of the lives or anything, right? It was all our team. All right. Second, Jared, our Facebook guys, like make sure that you connect your Instagram page with your Facebook business page. That way people can find you at work. So make sure you do that right off the bat. And if you look at if you're following us on Instagram, my page isn't that great. I have a picture of me with a mop, which I thought was funny. I don't even know what I put in the deal. So we didn't spend a lot of time making it look amazing, right? I'm sure you could. That's not what we did. Jennifer is one of our coaches like, hey, Cleaning Nation, let's get some followers for our business. Woohoo. Love her energy. So all we did at the beginning was that. And then all the setup. Decide what your organic strategy is going to look like versus your paid. B, decide if you're going to use kind of make it a personal brand or a business brand. We use business. You can do either one. Third, connect, create your page, right? We didn't spend a lot of time with it. I just picked a fun picture. I took 30 seconds to write a little thing of what I do. I don't even know what it says. And we connected our Instagram page with our Facebook business page. So make sure you got a Facebook business page. And then last, decide if you're going to do this yourself or if you're going to hire a VA. We have Lindsay who's on the chat, so you can say hey to her. And I think she's got a team of 2 or 3 folks that help us with all of our social media stuff. So I don't do a lot of this myself. Okay, so that's the setup, not super hard. Let's talk to the grow. This is where you grow the channel. It's super fun. All we did is had our, and I know you can pay services for this and we haven't done that. If we do, I'll tell you what it goes like. We just did it all internally. She just searched and followed hashtags that made sense for us. So for us, like cleaning service, cleaning business, Grow My Cleaning Company, all that sort of stuff. She followed, liked, and commented. She started with 20 a day. She'd find someone she thought would be a good fit. She'd follow them. She'd like, she'd comment and just try to engage in a naturally social way. And then they would follow us back, right? Cecilia says, how do you get the followers? All we did was we started. That's what we're doing right now is the grow. So just pick hashtags. That's another reason we talk about niching, right? If I didn't have a niche, I couldn't search Cleaning Nation, Grow My Cleaning Company, cleaning service, cleaning business, get cleaning customers, hire cleaning employees, all that sort of stuff, right? So the better you niche, the better hashtags you can do. Our gal just started with 20 a day following, and she would just engage, like, you know, not like just like everything like a bot, but just find things she liked and be a human, right? That was the first thing. The second thing we did is we posted a lot. We tried to do one post per day and one story per day, 7 days per week. And just so you guys know, these lives that I do, we have our VAs kind of pull out. Some of the posts can be our VAs pulling out things that I said and just posting that, right? Like, so of the 20-minute, you know, conversation we might have, hopefully I'll say two or three things that sound good. They can just pull those out and that can be a post. And I'll tell you, I won't tell you, I got the data. I wanted to make sure I talked to the gals that were building this as we went, so I'd have the data for you guys. She said, once we hit about 600 followers, we started growing about 100 followers a week without having to do all that follow back stuff. So there is some kind of point of tipping point where once you get going, you don't have to do as much. So at the beginning, she was following, liking, and get, you know, trying to spark up a conversation or engage with 20 new people a day that were in our area. Once we got to about 600, and that's just our experience, she didn't have to do that as much. We started getting about 100 followers per week. And by the way, we'll probably do another one at 5 or 10,000 so we can kind of tell you what 0 to 1,000 looks like and what 1,000 to 10,000 looks like. All right, so that's how we grew. Really, we just searched and followed hashtags, liked, commented, and followed, and then posted as frequently as we could. The trick on the posting, guys, gals, is try and give value, right? So our posting wasn't like, hey, call now to get a discount on coaching service or whatever. It was like, hey, do you want more customers? Do you want me? We try to find ways that we could get value. We did that. All right, so that's how we grew. And then the most important part, and this is what I want you guys and gals to focus on, because again, there are plenty of services out there. I don't know if they're a scam or not, probably put your LinkedIn account at risk, but plenty of places that will offer to get you followers. That doesn't really mean anything. What we really need is engagement, right? I'd rather have 1,000, and we talk about this with our email list all the time. I could buy the email of every owner of a cleaning company ever for a nickel, a name or something, and it would be virtually worthless. But we've got like 40,000 people that have opted in that know, like, and trust that us and our brand to a degree and want to hear from us. So that engagement is much more important. So you could buy followers and make you feel good. You're like, hey, I've got 1,000,000 followers, whatever the case may be, but it's not worth anything, right? I'd rather have, you know, a couple thousand followers that knew, liked, and trust you and that you were engaging with. So I want you guys, if you're writing stuff down, it's not the followers that's the key, it's the engagement is the key. So that's what we're gonna talk about. And the key to engaging, and this is for all marketing, is add value, don't sell. Right. So if you've been on our Instagram or any of our, hopefully if you've engaged with us anywhere, it's been a lot of how can we get value? I'm gonna give you some value right now coming up. Cliffhanger, see what that is. Something cool coming up for free. All right, so what we would do is, hold on, I've got notes. I wanna make sure I don't miss anything. I'll tell you what one of the better things that we've done, you can, and we'll do it right now. On my podcast, on these lives right now, I'd say, hey, guys, gals, if you subscribe, rate, and review to the show, which is what I always ask, hey, if this is bringing value to, tell a friend, subscribe, rate, and review. We kind of look at who's listening, we kind of put our time and money where people want. If you do that, just direct message me on Instagram. Be like, hey, Mike, I subscribed, I rated, reviewed, I turned on a friend. I'll get you a free copy of our book. So I'll tell you that right now, if you guys want. And guess what? To do that, obviously you have to follow me to be able to direct message me. And then when you direct message me, we engage. So of course, we'll give you a copy of the book when you do that. And I would encourage all of you guys, if you want a free copy of my book, we're happy to send it over. Just message me on Instagram. Say, hey, I was on your live. I want a copy of the book. You're awesome. Or you suck. You suck might hurt my feelings a little. And then we'll try and start a conversation with you. Great. Here's the book. Anything else you want? If you go, nope, just want the book, then there you go. Some people are going to be like, no, I need help. I want help with this or that. And then obviously we'll try and help them. So the key to engaging is give first and then ask for something. So for us, the book seemed to work well, but you might have a checklist or a free clean or a free lunch and learn that you're offering people to, or an ebook that you're doing, or a training. There's 1,000 ways, or you can invite them to be on your Facebook Live or your Instagram Live, or to subscribe, or we've got a great Facebook group of like 12,000 people. You can invite them to that. So we always are looking for ways to give values first. You can also, you can take a poll, right? You can ask questions that are gonna elicit answers that you know people are interested in. Hold on, I gotta check the comments. Oh my gosh, everyone's, and by the way, so feel free to, like I said, direct messages on Instagram. For any of you who are like, holy crap, I need this stuff now. I need help. We got, I think, 2 or 3 coaches with Sean and Jennifer and Lou. Just put in the chat, hey, Sean, Jennifer, Lou, I know they can respond to you on Facebook. For those of you live with us on Facebook, if you're live on Instagram, try it. We'll see if we can respond back. I don't know if we have that yet, but I know they're with us on the Facebook Live and they will jump in and try and help you right away. We always want to give value. In addition to that, we try and give stuff. We'd also give value just by taking polls and asking questions. So for us, it'd be like, How can I help you grow your company? What do you want to do improve? What do you struggle with? What do you need, number one, to take your business to the next level? How many of you are cleaning? How many of you want to get out of cleaning? What would you pay to stop getting out of cleaning? When's the last time you took a vacation? What are you struggling most with? And then also like, hey, what do you want me to talk about with the podcast? So we'd ask engaging stuff, take polls, and really just engage. So the big thing is get off the, hey guys, buy my crap, right? Which is fine. At some point you'll want to talk to them about buying. Because really, even now, when I just said, hey, reach out to the coaches, the coaches aren't there to sell you crap. They're there to serve you. And if what you need and what we have is a fit, absolutely, they're like, yeah, let's go. Let's move forward. We can help you. Let's become a customer. And if not, we'll try and point you in the right direction. So I want to move your perspective for all of marketing, certainly including social, right? It's even more important on social to go from I'm trying to sell crap to I'm trying to bring value. So if the cool thing with cleaning is we are bringing massive value in COVID, holy crap, do we bring value when people are stressed and tired and worried about disinfecting and don't know what they're doing, you are bringing massive value. So we start with bringing value. And if you bring enough free value to enough people, many of them are going to go, well, I want more. Can you do it for me, right? That's all we do. All the stuff that we teach you here, we try and do the best that we can in the 20 minutes that we got times 500 broadcasts. But some people are like, I want to be able to talk to Mike and ask questions and have Jared help and Lindsay help. And I want behind the scenes. I want someone to really walk me through the system piece by piece. And that's who we help. And it's fine. And 90% of the people we talk to, we don't help. Or we do help, but not for money. And it's fine. So I just want to encourage you, find ways to give value to your people. And instead of trying to sell stuff, go, how can I solve their problem? And if and when the service that you offer is a perfect solution to their problem, daggum right, you're going to try and get them to be a customer, but for their benefit, not for yours. And we do the exact same thing, right? We're trying to give you as much value as possible. And we found, I think last month we had over 300 people wanting to be, wanting conversations with us. We took like 20. So it's okay to build a bunch of interest and just give a bunch of value, even if you're very selective about who you actually work with. All right. That said, what else am I missing? So that's kind of the stuff that we asked. So I guess that's really it. Let me just kind of give a quick overview. If you want more customers from social, but you don't have enough time, you don't want to figure it out, hopefully this easy framework has made you go, I could do that. I didn't know it was that hard. So let me just go over it really quick. Set up your Instagram channel. I'm an idiot when it comes to Instagram. You can Google that crap. It took me like 10 minutes to set it up. Decide if you're going to be a personal brand, Mike Campion's Instagram channel, or a business brand. I know a lot of bigger brands will do both. I'm right now just doing Grow My Service Company. I personally have something I don't post and I'm not active, right? Connect your Instagram with your business page. Again, Googleable, not that big of a deal. If you need help, reach out to one of the coaches. We'll see if we can figure out how to help you do that. And decide if you're gonna do it yourself or hire a VA service. We started already with a YouTube channel and a big Facebook group and a big podcast and kind of a following. So I went right to a VA helping me. But if that wasn't the case and I was starting with Instagram, I'd probably do it myself. And again, batch the stuff, right? So I think we do, like I said, 7 stories and 7 posts per day or per week. That's 14 pieces of content. I might spend an hour a week doing all of that and then just kind of have them post it out over time, whether I do it or a VA does it. that's how you get it set up. Once you do that, grow just by, hey, life made, good to see you, sister. Search and follow hashtags of your specific niche and just follow them, like them, comment, be a human being, right? We started with 20 a day. And once, like we said, and we posted frequently giving value. So if you look at our posts, and I would love your feedback, all right? For those of you on Instagram with us, give us feedback on the posts that you love, like them, share, whatever. And the posts that you don't love, you know, don't be mean, just maybe direct message us and tell us, hey, we want more of this. This is what we want to talk about, right? So we just want to engage, you want to engage with your people, give as much value as possible. And again, for us, we found once we hit 600 followers, we started getting about 100 followers a week without having to continue posting. And again, we're only at 1,000 now, or we're over that now, but that's where we're at. All right, then engage, right? So we have a podcast and all works together. We have this live. I invited people to direct message me from a book. Guy, anyone within the sound of my voice, direct message us on Instagram and get your free copy of our book. And again, once you offer them something that you think is of value, once they get it, obviously we'll give you the book and then we'll probably go, hey, anything else you need with your company? Anything that's going on? Anything stressing you out? And if you go, no, we're good. We'll go, hey, when you're ready for help, let us know. And if you go, no, I need customers or I need employees or I want to get out of cleaning or I want to double, whatever it is, we'll try and help you. And that naturally will turn into relationships, which if it makes sense, turn into customers. And if not, they just turn into relationships and it's great. So, get it set up, grow your channel, engage. The big thing I want you to know, Mark White says, this is good. Appreciate you, Mark. The big thing I want you to know, the most important stat, because again, a lot of you guys, that's why I love the headline of, a lot of people are like 0 to 100,000 Instagram followers in 10 seconds. How'd you make any money? How'd you serve any customers? How'd you build any relationships? So we went 0 to 1,000 in 84 days. That's not that much, right? All of you guys, hopefully there's no one out there going, oh my gosh, I could never do that. You can, I promise. The trick is from that 1,000 followers, we got 76 appointments. I don't know how many became clients, but I'll bet you 10 people were able to serve and change their lives. So that's the key I want you guys to get is the engage. So that's it. Again, if you love this, give us a shout out on Instagram. Let us know that you're there. I'll send you a free copy of my book. Let us know. Marvin Amaya says, this guy's a genius. You are my new best friend. Marvin, you're the best. Jessica, one of our next level members, is an amazing human being. If you get a chance to connect with her, do so. Let us know how we can serve you. So again, jump on Instagram. I'll make it even bigger. You don't even have to, I mean, obviously if you're digging the show, subscribe, rate, and review, but just give us a, Jessica says, excited to see you grow on the gram. I don't know if it's what you kids are calling it nowadays, but if Jessica says it's the gram, then that's what we'll start calling it. But let us know what you'd like to hear more of, what's helpful, what questions you have, what frustrations you have. Again, I'm going to stay on for another 60 seconds. If you're going to, this is the easiest one. Guys, gals, if you're like, I need help growing my company now, reach out to one of the coaches, like, hey, I need help, and they'll figure out a way to sort you out. So the whole thing, this is for marketing, not just Instagram, is figure out your, kind of get everything set up, build a following. That's what we did with our podcast. Then we went to Facebook, tried LinkedIn, didn't, we're still trying. We're going to figure it out. Then we'll show you how to do it, but we haven't figured it out yet. And then we did Instagram, and then just engage, engage, engage. Figure out how can I give these human beings value, give as much value as you can, and the customers will come. So that said, love to engage with you. Shoot me a shout out on Instagram. Say, hey, if you're live to one of the coaches and see if they can give you help. And of course, you can go to Grow My Cleaning Company for all of our podcasts. The best probably 40 minutes I've ever recorded is right there. You can, it's free on demand. Go check it out. You guys and gals are amazing. Can't wait to see you soon. See ya. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.